A sports update. Paint faster, easier, with a smooth finish every time and no brush marks. Ask for the Monarch Advanced Neo.
All right, Blair Hughes is here from MrBlairHughes.com. And Blair, we're going to start off with the Rugby League World Cup. There are World Cups going on everywhere around us at the moment, but the Rugby League World Cup, I reckon that's top of the tree. That's the one I'm interested in.
Absolutely. It's chock-a-block with sport at the moment. We've got so many of these major tournaments starting up as well. But that's right. Tonight, it all kicks off over in England. It's 5 weeks, 20 nations, 21 grounds, 61 matches. Not only the men's competition, but the women's and the wheelchair part of the tournament. They start in a couple of weeks after as well. But tonight, England versus Samoa is the first game in Newcastle, and then Australia versus Fiji being played in Leeds. We're the favourites to win our possible ninth World Cup. And Daly Cherry-Evans is taking the halfback spot there. So we've got 7 debutants as well and 13 in the squad, because the Kangaroos haven't really played many games due to all the COVID stuff we've all been through and everything like that. But it is going to be a huge tournament. I really think people need to look out for Tonga, Samoa and PNG as well, especially the traditional war cries pre-game, because that is going to add something really special to the atmosphere as well. So there's lots to look forward to. The squad numbers has been the big one as well. That's been a talking point. A lot of fans have sort of questioned that one as well, about how all the Kangaroos players are going to have these different numbers on their back as well, which have been allocated based on their debut. But it's going to be a fantastic tournament. I'm pumped. I'll be getting up in the morning to watch it. So, yeah, hope fans get out there and support it.
Let's stay on the World Cup theme. We've got the Women's Rugby World Cup in New Zealand.
Yeah, that's right. So this is today. It starts about an hour's time. The Wallaroos, they didn't do too well in their first game. I mean, they came out to a 17-0 lead over New Zealand, but New Zealand ran away 41-17 in that first round game. They play Scotland today, as I said, at about 12 o'clock. They're bottom of the pool table on points differential there as well, so they've got to win if they want to progress through to these quarterfinals. But it's going to be a huge game. Hopefully they can basically pull through this one, get a great game going, score some more tries. They, as I said, they came out to a huge lead in that first game, but just couldn't go on with it. So, and it's interesting too, I was looking at some of the stats here, that we've only ever played Scotland in the women's rugby twice before, and it goes back to 2002, so 20 years ago as well. So hopefully a huge game there, and the Wallaroos can get the win today in the Women's Rugby World Cup in New Zealand.
All right, now the other World Cup is the T20 in the cricket. And this is Men's International T20 World Cup Cricket. And I've been banging on. Yesterday afternoon, I was filling in for Breeny, and I've been on the case again today about the fact that the World Cup is in Australia, but Australia doesn't play till next Saturday. The opening match is tomorrow afternoon in Geelong, Sri Lanka, Namibia. Sri Lanka, Namibia. But it has been explained to me in the last hour that this is like a final qualifying round for the final spots in the World Cup. So the World Cup, they shouldn't have said it starts tomorrow. They should have said it starts next Saturday, and it would have all made a lot more sense, Blair.
Well, yeah, I mean, like, as you say, it's the first time they're playing at Geelong, a non-test playing ground as well. So Sri Lanka versus Namibia tomorrow, UAE versus Netherlands. I mean, there's going to be so many of these cricket players, international cricket players, that are coming to Australia that fans are going to be able to see in the flesh, which I think is fantastic. You know, we've got 7 grounds, 45 matches, 16 teams. It's over 28 days. But you're right, there's 4 of these groups. So it starts off with this first round, where some of the teams that win go through to the Super 12s, and then there's the finals as well. So Australia's the defending champions. It's already sold out at the SCG next week for the Australia versus New Zealand game, when Australia gets underway in that as well. But yeah, there's these qualifying ones basically as part of the World Cup for the T20 World Cup there. And yeah, tomorrow you've got a blockbuster game there. There's lots of double headers as well as triple headers as well. So that's going to be a big one. So
Are you seriously saying that Sri Lanka, Namibia in T20 cricket is going to be a blockbuster match? Are you going to watch that?
I'm going to watch it. I think there's going to be a lot of these stars that come out to play in the T20 that we're going to see in the future as well. And the Gabba's got some great games coming up as well at the end of the month. So cricket fans are going to get out and do it. But yeah, I mean, I love cricket, and I think it's going to be great to see some of these young stars as well. So
I'm going to take my cranky pants off. But I'm going to get excited about the T20 World Cup next Saturday if I can get excited. I really don't care for T20. And so Australia played England last night in a sort of, it was a warm-up. But what happened?
Yeah, look, this has been a three-part series, Australia versus England. England won the first two games, but then last night there was no result in Canberra based on the rain there as well. Okay. So that's been a bit of a fizzer for Australia's preparations. There's a couple of warm-up games as well that are closed to the public that are being played all over Australia as well. But yeah, and then so that one finished with no result, so a bit of a bummer for fans there in Canberra.
Okay, in the WBBL, the Heat play Melbourne tonight. In Mackay.
That's right, yeah. So the Heat women's team for the BBL have taken these games on the road up to Mackay, and they've got the Melbourne Stars tonight. They went down on Thursday night. Elise Perry was just to her outstanding best for the Sydney Sixers there. But the squad's unchanged, and hopefully they get another big crowd there tonight as well to get behind the women's team as well. They've got another game on Tuesday night in Mackay as well versus the Renegades.
All right. Last night in the AFLW, the Lions defeated Adelaide on the Goldie.
This team is just on fire, Spencer. They round eight there. It was on the Gold Coast at Metricon Stadium. Lions defeated Adelaide 8-5, 53 to 4-7, 31. They're top of the table. There's two rounds to go. 28.7 from eight wins they've done. And it was a great second quarter. They just went away with the game. In the final quarter, they kicked some more goals as well. Jessie Wardlaw, she's got another two goals there. She's gone to the top of the AFL women's tally for goal kickers with 14. Sophie Conway got 15 disposals, and it was just the defence that was on display last night from the women's Lions team as well. So they've got Hawthorn next week, and then they finish on the Gold Coast in a fortnight on Friday night, the 28th. With their final home game before the final. So they're really looking like premiership contenders there as well.
Good stuff. The Bullets finally get a home game.
Yeah, that's right. So I'm heading out there tomorrow to this one. It's the Sydney Kings. They've got the home opener at Nissan Arena, 3 p.m. Tickets are really cheap, $20 or $50 for a family. Zero from three, though. So they've got to finish the job. They haven't had any wins so far this year, but I'm thinking that they're going to get a big crowd out there tomorrow, and that will hopefully push them over the line. They've got a great little fan zone out there. I actually think the Bullets is a really cool fan experience out there that people should check out as well. So, yeah, I can't wait to get to that, and hopefully they can get a win over the Kings tomorrow.
Yeah, you're not watching Sri Lanka and Namibia. It's on at the same time.
I'm going to have it on caught my out. As well. That's fine. I'll be doing both.
Oh, yeah, right. Brisbane Roar last night went down to Melbourne City.
Yeah, that's right. So this was a tough one to watch last night. There was two early goals, 2-0 loss to Melbourne City. Again at Suncorp Stadium. They've got games coming up at Morton Daly Stadium, but Jamie McLaren and Matthew Leckie were just on fire, the Socceroos players there, so really pressing for their spots over in Qatar. There was a sending off, and they went down to 10 men City, but they were just too good in the end. So the Roar have got Western Sydney Wanderers next Saturday, and then their next home game is against the Victory on the 29th back at Redcliffe.
EPL?
So, yeah, hopefully. Yeah, go on. Yep.
Yeah, sorry, what's going on with the EPL? Sorry, there's so much here. We're only halfway through your list.
So
we're going to have off very soon here, but what's happening with EPL this weekend?
Yeah, so Brentford had a big win in the Premier League this morning, 2-0 over Brighton. But then tonight you've got Leicester City versus Palace, Fulham versus Bournemouth, Wolverhampton versus Nottingham Forest, Tottenham versus Everton. But then the big one probably tomorrow night, I think a lot of people are going to watch because Liverpool haven't been going too well so far. Arsenal have been the team to watch. But it's Liverpool versus Man City tomorrow night or Monday morning. So that'll be a big one as well coming up.
All right, we've covered off on the horses before with Ladbroke. So let's finish off with field hockey. The Brisbane Blaze, where are they playing?
Yeah, so this is over in Perth. So this is the new hockey one season where they play the men's games and the women's games on the same day versus the same team. So they're playing the Perth Thundersticks. This is the Brisbane Blaze, the newly rebranded field hockey team. So that's going to be a big one over in Perth as well. You've got the netball, the Diamonds in the Constellation Cup is tomorrow in New Zealand as well. Then they have games in Australia, Melbourne, and then on the Gold Coast next Sunday. And then it's the MotoGP tomorrow at Phillip Island as well. So it's so much on, isn't there?
There sure is. All right, I'll talk to you tomorrow. I'll be in my Namibian jersey.
Ready I'll be in my Sri Lankan. Good work.
You garbage. All right, talk to you then. See ya.
Thanks a lot.
Blair Hughes. You can catch his work at mrblairhughes.com. It's 19 past 11.